Hi, I'm Daniel, I'm a sleep physician, and if you haven't saw this channel, is for you. In this episode, we're going to talk about five habits that are not helpful when it comes to sleep. Tracking sleep, using a tracker. Aiming for a certain amount of sleep. Calculating how much sleep debt you have. Checking how much you've slept. And calculating how much time you have left to sleep. We're going to see that. Timelessness is the cure for sleeplessness. Hey there, extremely excited having you back here. Hope you're doing really, really well today. And big welcome if you're new to the channel. If you're new, by the way, a good approach maybe to check the first couple of episodes until you kind of get understand the basics and then kind of just peruse whatever you think is going to be most helpful to you. This said, something just came to me the other day. I was thinking about sleep tracking, sleep diaries, etc. It was just kind of a phrase. It was timelessness is the cure for sleeplessness, or timelessness is really good to prevent sleeplessness. Something like that. And I thought more about it and came up with a couple of scenarios that I see played out all the time that are really not good. And as you were able to tell here, they're all about like quantifying, calculating, and checking. Generally speaking, when it comes to insomnia, monitoring and calculating and quantifying is not good. Moving in the opposite direction instead, looking for quality. How do I feel? You know, how did I feel I slept? How do I feel today is much better. But let's get more specific here. So one of the things I see a lot is tracking. Not, you know, oftentimes it actually is somebody in clinic that wants to talk to me about their trackers. That happens often. Somebody who actually did not necessarily have any trouble sleeping decided to start tracking their sleep and now is concerned. And I've seen several times that actually leads to insomnia because people are tracking. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm only getting 4 hours of deep sleep. This is not good. I need to get more. And that starts the process of then developing insomnia, which is really, really unfortunate. But also people that start having a little bit of trouble sleeping and then decide to as part of a remedy for this, starts tracking their sleep and then sees, whoa, same thing. Whoa, I'm not getting much sleep at all. This is a problem. And then that becomes, you know, a worry cycle. You try to remedy, it doesn't get better. You start tracking more, etc. So tracking sleep, extremely rarely is helpful for insomnia. It can sometimes be helpful if you are, you know, if you believe that you don't sleep at all and it's reassuring to see that you slept, 4 hours according to tracker. But generally speaking, tracking is one of the pitfalls. Number two, aiming for a certain goal. You know, if a lot of people trying to get 7 hours or 8 hours or a certain number of hours of sleep, and that just distracts from how you feel. And when you're kind of chasing a number, that again leads to kind of self-monitoring, preoccupation, trying to do things to reach that number. So that's another thing that is not helpful at all. Number three, Neil, thank you for pointing this one out to me. Calculating sleep, that it was kind of funny because a patient literally, was it today or yesterday, told me that she'd been told by another doctor that she had 30 months worth of sleep debt, and she was worried about that, but it doesn't work like that. We can function what's called core sleep. There's a minimum amount of sleep that we can actually, function on indefinitely, and that's about 4 hours according to the studies. Not that that's ideal in any way, but what I'm trying to go is that even if you are at core sleep, minimum sleep you can function on for an indefinite amount of time, you can, and you start sleeping better, sleeping more, you can pay off that debt in a matter of weeks, really. It doesn't calculate more than that. So thinking about how much sleep that you have, you know, adding up, oh, I didn't sleep, I lost 3 hours yesterday, 6 hours the day before, 2 hours then, and that not helpful. So that's three of them. And now I think the number four and five are the more common ones and maybe the more important ones here, which is waking up at night, checking the time, and realizing that you only slept 2 hours. And you know, you went to bed at 11 and now it's 1 and you're like, oh my gosh, I only slept 2 hours. Not helpful at all. Avoid checking the time, overnight because you don't want to know how little you slept. That is never helpful. And finally, calculating how much time you have left to sleep, kind of very similar. Wake up, it's 3:30, you have to get up at 6, and oh my gosh, I only have 2.5 hours left to sleep. I gotta get some sleep. Also not helpful. So in summary here, timelessness is the cure for sleeplessness. You don't want to know what time it is. You want the things to be timeless overnight. And some of you may wonder, well, I'm doing this program, I have this diary. Well, generally speaking, it's been shown that tracking sleep in terms of like how you feel, estimating how much you sleep and keeping a diary like that is very helpful. But I want to say that personally here, that I've spent much time debating this, and I'm starting to believe that a better way of doing a sleep diary may actually be to just not even estimate how much time you slept. Just ask yourself, how do I feel? Do I feel refreshed? Do I not feel refreshed? And just completely shifting away attention from time, with the exception of the wake up time. I think it is good to get out of bed at the same time every morning, you know, and maybe have an alarm for that and know what time that was you got out of bed, because the wake up time is kind of like the sun in a solar system. Everything revolves around it, everything depends upon it, and it's good to have that fixed point so that like a sleep pattern can affect.
Please keep this one in mind. Timelessness is the cure for sleeplessness. And with that said, if you have any question, please leave a comment or email me, daniel@insomniainsight.co, and I will reply Thursday. And with that said, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, take it easy.